the business news. Madam McGuire.
Thanks, Mary. Private equity firm Waterland Ireland plans to invest up to €150 million in Irish firms over the next 12 to 18 months. Since launching its Irish arm in 2019, the firm has invested in 30 businesses here, including Rytec, Bellew Electrical and Silverstream Care Homes. Those 30 firms that it's invested in now have combined revenues of €600 million and employ 3,500 people. Both those figures up more than 70% in the past 18 months. Laura Dillon is partner at Waterland Ireland. She joins us in studio now. So Laura, where do you plan to invest this €150 million?
Well, thank you, Adam. I'm delighted to announce this commitment of €150 million to support ambitious Irish companies to scale across Europe. And we plan to invest this in new Irish companies, where family-run businesses, where they're looking to ambitiously scale across Europe, and we'll support them with that growth through a buy and build strategy.
Part of your strategy in the past has been that you kind of buy companies in a similar sphere and often combine them together in some way or merge them. Is that still the approach you like to take?
Yeah, we look for great Irish businesses that have the ambition to grow further and normally grow throughout Europe and potentially even further beyond. So what we call a platform business, making more than €5 million of profit in a growing market where it's in a fragmented market and there's consolidation to be done. And we will really support that through a buy and build. And I think Rytec is a good example. It's a fire safety business headquartered in Mullingar, led by the Wright family. And we've supported them with 10 acquisitions across the Nordics, the UK and Ireland over the past 3.5 years.
You've been investing, as I say, in Ireland over the last 6 years or so. How has the market changed over that time and how have the companies changed that you're speaking to?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot of positivity actually and a lot of optimism around Irish businesses. I think obviously, you know, I set up the office here just over 5 years ago as COVID hit. So that was a pretty challenging period. We've obviously been through ups and downs since then. But I think that Irish companies continue to grow. If I look at some of our businesses, you know, MTM Engineering, a great example of Irish company engineering companies, has grown from 37 million of revenue two and a half years ago to this year, we'll probably do nearly 200 million of revenue. Equally, Rytec, you know, when we partnered with them 3.5 years ago, they were doing 20 million of revenue. This year, they'll do about 140 of revenue. So I think there really is a lot of growth out there. Mm-hmm. And it's about finding those companies that have that ambition to really grow throughout Europe.
It is a very challenging time in Europe and globally in terms of investment at the moment, given especially the fear of tariffs and just uncertainty around the direction of the economy. What impact is that having on your plans and specifically on the Irish market?
Yeah, I think there's definitely uncertainty out there. And clearly, you know, businesses like pharma or food and beverage exporting to the US, it's a pretty uncertain time at the moment. But through times of uncertainty also create opportunity. And we really see that a lot of Irish entrepreneurs can find those opportunities, I suppose, you know. So obviously there's companies who are now looking to expand further throughout Europe. And we're supporting some of our companies really to expand into the Benelux and Germany and France, where there are good opportunities.
Yeah, are you seeing companies maybe that might have been pointing the direction towards the US in the past and now are looking back towards the UK and Europe and maybe Asia?
Yeah, I think definitely since Brexit, a lot of Irish companies have begun to think about diversifying their end customers, I suppose, and which markets. So I think we're definitely seeing people wanting to have that diversification, I suppose. And particularly when it comes to a partnership with us, for example, people de-risking, taking money off the table, being able to diversify their wealth, but then also take maybe bigger risks than they might have taken in the past, I think. Can be very attractive.
Laura Dillon, partner with Waterland Ireland, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.